Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And I hope your lives are filled with happiness forever. 100% here for the vibe. Oh my God, you touched on like every single thing that we say.
Except for when also, we tell you to buy something, you need to buy it.
Yeah, you didn't talk about that.
You didn't talk about that at all.
That's disappointing. It's disappointing that you don't think we're good at telling you what things
every
to buy.
Break.
We try really hard to tell you to buy what we tell you
just
to buy.
Just buy it, okay? Stupid motherfucker.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, everybody. It's Iceman checking in.
Chickity checking in. So, hold on one second. Ugh.
Yeah.
Remember when we didn't have to do this? Like the whole like renting all the equipment
at home
stuff?
Studio.
Remember when Mark actually did things?
Yeah.
Chicken Mark.
What did he do though? And now we find out he did a lot.
He did a lot.
Wow. I was like, wow, that's impressive.
Underappreciated Mark.
I was like, wow, I used to spit on Mark and hate on Mark and tell Mark, what do you even do here, huh? No,
but now we appreciate him. Mark, can you cut the part where we said we appreciate you, though?
Yeah, please cut
that. We don't.
Thanks, Mark. Oh, thanks, Mark. He always says our back.
I know.
Every time you say cut that, Mark, he's got my back.
Every
time you say it, he has your back. But then every time I say it,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It goes ignored. It's weird.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't like it.
That's really weird. We should correct that,
I'm trying
Mark. Correct that, Mark. You should cut when Steve tells you to cut.
Mark, I would love it. It would be my dream come true. It would be my true birthday wish.
So today we are going to answer more of your questions. I don't know why. I mean, people keep asking us questions, even though we tell you up front, we are not experts at any of these topics. So whatever you hear out of our mouths, you cannot sue us for.
Except for crypto.
Do not sue
you
us.
You can sue us for
you
crypto.
You can sue us for crypto. You can sue us.
You can openly sue us.
But we are not liable for anything else.
Hell no.
Okay.
But for crypto?
Oh, yeah. Just sue the shit out of it. Oh, my God.
Just take us to jail.
Please don't do that, though. Please don't do that.
We would love it
if
you
didn't. I
would
hate doing that. So I'm very busy, too. So please don't sue me.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
Please don't, yeah.
I'm busy.
I'm too busy for that, too, because of crypto. It's trying to dig out of a hole here.
But those of you who submitted questions, which you can do if you so choose to follow these people submitting questions, you can submit them to podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. And we will try our best to answer them, though sometimes we take months.
And why doesn't it have the green? I guess it would be the first question that I got. I actually just read that question.
Well,
it says, why doesn't have podcast@nikki.limo green?
It's too long. Well, also, .limo is the hyperlink or whatever it's called. It's like the .com. And I think it's for limo companies. And I thought it was very cool that they had a .limo that you could buy. And so I registered Nikki.limo with Nikki Limo.
But now our company's being...
But there is no .limo green. And if there was, baby, I would do that.
Unfortunately, because of this faux pas, our company is being taxed out the ass for gas.
For gas, yeah. Gas prices are not
gas
cheap.
Gas and mileage, by the way.
So,
we're getting wrecked on this thing. On
to your questions, which you have so graciously submitted that we are not experts on. Oh, also, we need compliments in order to be fueled into answering
Lord
them.
So
And I just picked them randomly. I don't read them beforehand either. Right. So this title's interesting. This one says, How to be an asshole with compliments.
Okay.
All right. Well, first things, I mean, if you didn't, if you're trying to be an asshole, like, don't compliment,
I like this.
We do like this. Introduction. Hello, Nikki, icebreaker. Hello, Steve, Iceman. Hello, Sticky, Ice Guys, Twice the Ice, twice.
True.
So sorry for that.
Facts.
How are you guys doing? How are you feeling today? Oh, this is somebody that definitely listens to the show.
You were good.
We're fine. I cried in a closet earlier.
Nikki did cry earlier in a closet.
Does my makeup still look like that?
It looks good.
If it looks like I was crying, it's because I was.
Yeah.
So, compliments. Firstly, thank you for taking an interest in this email from Tipsy Bartender. Shout out to Sky, to Tasty Tuesdays, to the shit they don't, to the shit that they do not not tell you about podcast
finally
show.
Someone knows what the show's called.
We thought that was a confusing title, but that's someone crazy. Actually got it right. All right. I've been an ever evolving fan. We appreciate you adapting to our many phases as creators. This information, or the information you provide for us, is not only relevant, but is backed by experience and wisdom of two amazing yet humble human beings, a dream team of two individuals so dedicated to each other and to themselves that I can't help but look up to with awe and admiration. You both radiate authenticity and passion. You're kind, caring, and have great senses of humor. You are couple goals, human goals, financial goals, creative goals, friend goals, and even goals. That word has now lost its meaning and become illegible. But what I admire about you guys the most is your drive to do and be better. I trust everything you tell us, even though you insist you're not quote unquote experts. And I hope your lives are filled with happiness forever. 100% here for the vibe. Oh my God, you touched on like every single thing that we say.
Except for when we tell you to buy something, you need to buy it.
Yeah, you didn't talk about that.
You didn't talk about that at all.
Aren't we disappointing. It's disappointing that you don't think we're good at telling you what things
every
to buy.
Break.
We try really,
buy
we try really hard to tell
buy.
You to buy what we tell you
just
to buy.
Just buy it.
Just buy it, okay?
Motherfucker.
So I don't know why you left that part out.
It's so annoying.
Guy.
Anyway,
just kidding.
It's
that was a lot of compliments.
Not to nitpick. I'm nitpicking.
That was amazing.
I do that. I
can't believe
that.
You like,
I'm
oh my God. This is what we do when we can't handle all the compliments. Yeah. We turn it back on you and we bully you. We throw rocks at you.
Exactly.
Because we cannot handle it.
That's what I do to Anthony
Lee.
We are
very insecure people.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. That was really sweet of you.
We love you. That was incredible. Later on, we'll actually cheers to that and we'll hug each other
and we'll cry. Again, in the closet, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the closet's had a lot for one day, but... Maybe it's just used to it. Okay, table of contents. I've included this outline of my email to help you pick and choose exactly what you wish to address or ignore in order to provide the best, most suitable content for this podcast. I like this person.
Wow.
I like you. Having already read the compliments section, you need not read more. I'm already happy to have expressed my thoughts about you guys. And yes, I'm well aware that the table of contents belongs at the beginning, but it felt like a terrible way to start an email. So here's a table of contents. One is the introduction, which we already heard was the hellos. Then was the compliments, which we heard sincere gratitude and admiration. Then the table of contents, this, we're here now.
Okay.
Then
there better be end credits.
Profile, probably useless information about me that I included to entertain Nikki. Oh, I can't wait to read that.
Okay.
Question one, easy, straightforward question about social media. Question two, post breakup advice. Question three, ignoring intrusive paralytic thoughts in order to improve productivity. Potential topic for an entire episode. And finally, closing statements. It's a farewell. Skip here at any time to end this email. And then that is the end of the table of contents.
Listen, this is organized enough. We might actually do the whole episode just in
no way.
That was really good.
That was so good.
Really good.
You got us. Like, yeah. We're very intrigued.
Well done.
Do you want to go in order of the questions?
Yeah, of course.
So question one, just in case you need a refresh on that table of contents, is it easy, straightforward question about social media? Well, actually, we didn't do the profile. I do want to read the profile. Okay, profile. 27, Hispanic, male, Cancer, INTJ, T, which is almost what I am.
Wait, what fuck is T?
An INTJ, A. He's turbulent. Wait, maybe that is what I am. Yeah, I'm definitely
you're
turbulent.
Pretty turbulent. Crying in the closet.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah. Okay. For an Enneagram personality test, that's me too. And he's a 4 in numerology. Wait, did I assume that's a he? I don't know. For numerology. Sure that, yeah. Oh, yeah, because he said Hispanic male.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I am actually a 1 in numerology, so I don't know about that. But I'm a 4 on Enneagram, so we are very close. And also, he's a Cancer. I'm a Scorpio. Water signs unite. Slab it high. Okay.
I'm an earth sign. Okay.
Get out of here. No one likes you. Question one. I don't even know if you're... Are you an earth sign?
What's a Virgo?
Yeah, I think so. Idea. I think so.
I hope to God.
You're very grounded.
Hope to Christ.
Sometimes.
Hope to the Christ.
Except when you're fiery. You're Libra rising. That's the fuckboy sign. Anyway, question one.
I'm such a fuckboy. Everyone thinks it.
That's your rising.
You're the first person who said I'm a fuckboy.
It's not
boy,
who you are ever. Inside.
Dude, you're the only person I think who's ever complimented me by saying
it's
I'm
just
a fuckboy.
Who he is. Did you hit record on that?
That would be legendary.
It doesn't say recording.
It's bottom right. It's there.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. So question number one. Ready? Yep. This question is actually for Nate.
For Nate?
Just kidding. Mark, can you please cut that? That's what it says.
Jesus Christ.
He's so
that's
good.
Good.
He's
that's
so
good.
Good. All right. Actually, I was wondering if either of you know a good social media platform where I can share my writing. You should be a writer, someone.
We're
this
pretty,
is
we
really
like
good.
It. We like
this
it.
Is entertaining. Like Instagram for written content. I tried an app called Wattpad, but did not like the interface. And I've been using Tumblr, but same as Wattpad, I don't like the interface too well and feel I can't reach as grand of an audience through there. I'm considering Reddit, but I have never used it and have no idea if that's even an appropriate platform for writing. My writing mostly consists of sad boy poetry and other types of poetry, but will be expanded to include fictional and non-fictional stories as well. Well, if you're into writing porno stories, Literotica, oh my god, that's all I used to read. Like porno stories.
Really?
Like, yeah, like porn stories.
What are you reading about?
I was reading about like orgies, like some group sex action, yeah. Some like
some good stuff.
There's they got alien stuff on there.
I don't like that. I like alien fucking stuff a lot.
Yeah.
I like when the aliens fuck
you name
me.
It, they got it on there in different
that's
categories.
Cool. That's cool.
So there's that.
I like
if
when aliens
not,
make it come in a silver dish.
So you've been on there too.
I have.
You didn't tell me you were a Literotica fan.
They call it a
fan.
Receptacle, and I like that a lot.
They yeah. call you a receptacle?
No. The alien. Yeah, well, no.
Oh,
the
well,
aliens
they
say to come in the receptacle.
They call the sluts receptacles too in
oh,
other
see,
stories.
That makes sense. Sorry.
I do cross. Really like that. Sorry if you haven't seen a two shot of us the whole time. We just found out that Steve wasn't recording this main camera, and it's all Steve's fault. Anyway,
you know
back
why?
To our question.
You know why?
What?
Because I was like, you might as well just get a shot of me because she looks like shit.
Yeah, basically. Wait, so we're mid-question here. Yeah. And do you know any writing apps, social media apps? I don't, actually.
No.
Like, I would honestly...
Not one.
If,
not a one.
I know you said not Reddit, but...
Reddit's the only one. I mean, Reddit knows sleep, and like a bunch of Reddit places are like creative writing
wait,
forms.
But for sad boy poetry, I think there's... Reddit has
yeah.
a lot of subreddits that
yeah,
have really
sure.
supportive communities.
True.
Or even in Quora, like there's supportive communities. But again, if you didn't like the interface on Wattpad, which is designed specifically for this, I don't know about the interfaces on Reddit or... I think they're just like forums. Like
yeah,
they're just...
Yeah, yeah.
It's just... I don't know if you like that type of format because it is kind of like Tumblr.
And just from looking at this person's question... I can tell they like formatting and like
yeah,
Reddit,
you know
Reddit's
what?
Tough with formatting.
I would honestly, I know it'll take a little bit longer, but consider a blog.
Yeah,
like consider
for sure.
more of that format, and then you use Instagram more to promote your blog. So a lot of like writers I know, like we had Mark Manson on the show, mm-hmm. the author of Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, and he's really great, and he started with his blog, right? But he uses his Instagram to promote the blog. So he'll give like little clips of things. Yeah. And then for the full thing, you go to the blog to read it. Yeah. And I've done it many times.
Yep.
And it takes time to build an audience, but what doesn't, right? So I think that's the best route for to be taken seriously as a writer and also to like have more control over the audience that you do build. You know, you'll have direct email lists. You'll be able to communicate to them much easier than a social media platform that kind of suppresses you based on the algorithm or whatever is the problem that everybody
that's
has on a social media platform. So learn WordPress and start a blog, get a collection going of pieces that you're writing, and then use social media to promote your blog. That would be my advice.
Love it.
Okay, question number two. This was the let me go back to the table of contents. The post breakup advice.
Okay.
Question number two. How do I hurt someone I love by doing what I believe is the best thing to do and be okay with it? I took your advice and broke up. Mark, please spam the breakup
spam
button.
It.
Yeah,
on it, Mark.
He said that. Just spam the breakup button.
Hey, Mark, have your ex-wife sit on it. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
That's a pretty good line.
That's pretty good, yeah. I love her and I care so much for her, but we need to stay broken up this time. Not our first breakup. Red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah.
No matter how much she wants to continue trying, it just hurts so much telling her no and playing that cold, detached asshole character that I gotta play, which I'm also trying to take your advice on because I can see how much it hurts her to let me go. I think she feels as though I've given up on her and on us. I don't want her to feel like I've abandoned her. I didn't give up on her, but for now, I do have to give up on us. I just really feel this is for the best. The relationship became too toxic, and we needed to. Mark, please spam the breakup button again.
No,
break up. And this is all written in here. This is not me saying this. He says that, but I agree.
Mark, have your wife, have your, it's, imagine your ex-wife holding 2 10-pound weights in both of her hands, and she's sitting on that button.
There you go.
No, but this, so,
and all your in-laws.
You know what I love, actually, is that he's taking the advice that we said over a myriad of shows, which is wild.
Yeah.
Because it really does help. Like, the idea that you are not yourself and you are playing a character of yourself who is breaking up with this person is honestly the only way I think that I could even handle doing something like this to somebody
to channel a more asshole-y character.
Yeah, because yeah. I don't want to do that. I want to solve everyone's problems. And my biggest thing is I want to help everyone win. And so if I can just make someone's life easier by staying with them, I will.
Yeah.
You dig?
So his last part of this question is, how do I stay firm with my decision when all I want to do is hug her and tell her it'll be okay?
Because it's what you want.
How do I remind myself that this decision is for the best when I'm overtaking with feelings of regret and illogical hope that we will be able to work this time? How do I create the space we need to heal? I should probably mention we work together, which, by the way, is some shit they do tell you. Never date coworkers unless you're Nikki and Steve. Oh,
facts.
True.
Yeah. No, look, you have to keep it up because this is what you need for you.
You know, in your
gut. You're finally doing something for yourself. Yeah. You know it.
And
you know
it's healthy. And that's why it feels right, is because it's healthy.
Yes.
It feels like this is the right move. And it's hard. That's another clue that it's actually the healthiest thing, is that it's hard but you know it's right, and so therefore you're doing it anyway. That is the hardest step to do, because most people, it's just easier with anything healthy. Like you want to switch diets, you know, you want to eat healthier. It's fucking hard to like have the discipline to do it, but it's the healthy thing to do. And it's so much easier to just get what's convenient, fast food, or eat something, snack all day because you have it there, or, you know, not pay attention to your diet. But in the end, in the long run, it's healthier to do this and also to be in the habit of making healthy choices, just as a genre.
For you.
Yes. Yeah.
Not to get political either, but when the Indianapolis Colts moved on from Peyton Manning.
Too political.
That was a rough time for me personally, because we're moving on from the GOAT, in my opinion. I fucking love Peyton. Mm-hmm. And then we're moving on to this kid named Andrew Luck, who's a rookie from Stanford. And it's like, holy shit. And frankly, like, it was the best thing for both parties. It was actually good for us to move on from Peyton Manning. I didn't know it at the time. Mm-hmm. But, like, Andrew Luck came in. He was actually a fucking bomb at quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But, like, at the time, I was like, why are we leaving Peyton Manning? He's going to be a Hall of Famer. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
But like, you have to realize, like, you know, why you're doing what you're doing. Like, you have to look at the entire situation. That's why you made the move you did. That's why you're LARPing as this person that you're not. So you can break through this moment and get there.
So she's the Colts and wants Peyton Manning back? No.
Yeah,
she's a Colts fan and wants...
No, she's the Broncos. Yeah.
That took a turn. Yeah. Okay, then, she's the Broncos. Yeah.
And then he's going to stay with the Colts.
But Peyton... No, then, Peyton they actually went to the Broncos.
That was pretty cool.
Peyton went to the Broncos. She can't be the Broncos. They ended up together.
No. She's not the Broncos.
You said she was the Broncos.
She's the Broncos.
They end up together.
Wait, who ends up together?
Peyton and the Broncos.
But not Peyton and the Colts. He's the Colts.
I know, but
he's still chasing the championship. She's over there with the Broncos right now.
He ends up at the Broncos.
How is he at the Broncos?
Peyton Manning ends his career at the Broncos.
Dumb fuck,
you're a stupid fuck. You don't even know your own history.
You're
a dumb, stupid motherfucker.
You're the dumbest fuck.
You
no.
act like
Here's
you're...
why you're so stupid.
Do you not understand that you're telling him to go to the Broncos as Peyton Manning?
He's the Colts. You can't go to the Broncos if you're the Colts. So she is the Broncos, right? She was on the Colts. Now she's going to the Broncos. He can't go to the Broncos.
Because he's the Colts.
But it's good for both parties. Colts ended up doing okay, and then the Broncos ended up winning the Super Bowl.
Who's Peyton Manning? No one's
she
Peyton
is. It makes sense, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Colts are like, we don't need Peyton Manning or the Andrew Broncos. Luck.
And then you know what happened? 5 years later, Andrew Luck's like, yo, I retire anyway. I don't give a fuck.
So
it's a wash.
What a great story ending.
It's a helpful
it's
anecdote.
Helpful. It's an anecdote. Analogy was the most confusing thing I've ever listened to.
And that's
to.
Why people don't use anecdotes.
It's an analogy. Stupid fuck.
All right, next
question.
And you're
the writer. All right. Well,
wow, we nailed that one.
Anyway, I think you're doing the right thing.
I do too.
But the reasons how, man, discipline is just all I could tell you. You know, just doing your best not to coddle her. She is going through a rough thing and it's going to hurt, but she's got to get through this too. So if anything, you're helping her by not going back to her, by making her get through it on her own.
Not like, to make this about football.
We're good.
But hold on.
Okay.
The worst thing Andrew Luck did, he tried to extend all kinds of plays on his legs. He tried to be Superman every play. If he just fell down, took the sack, it would have been a much different story. His body would be intact right now. He'd be probably still playing football. Mm. So that's what I think my dude's doing here. He's trying to extend all the plays.
No, she is.
Excuse me?
She's
the Broncos asshole.
She's trying to explain. She's trying to get back together. She's trying to extend the plays, which really she has to just get sacked and get through it. He's like the medical team trying to like revive the situation. Listen, don't make this about sports ever. He's a sad boy poet anyway. He's probably not even getting these analogies. Okay, question number three. How do I silence my mind? Or at least, how do I ignore the unnecessary noise it makes? I find it really hard to do anything because I've exhausted myself mentally before I even lift a finger. I've tried organizing my thoughts on paper and broken everything down into their smallest steps, and it helps, but my thoughts are so persistent, I even struggle reading it back to myself once it's time to take action. Holy shit, are you me?
Yeah, not to make
this me writing.
Not to make this about sports.
Stop it.
But Nikki could really answer this one for
part
sure.
Part of me is screaming, just do it. It's a Nike thing. Yeah, you can make a sports thing about this. But the other more obnoxious part of me just constantly whispers why I can't or why I need to do things differently, what I might be forgetting or how things could go wrong and how my plans could possibly fail. And it's exhausting. As much as I would love to ignore these intrusive thoughts and just do shit, I haven't quite figured out how. Dude, I fucking feel you. And I don't even know if I can give you really solid advice on that because I literally just did that this morning.
She's trying to figure shit out.
And I try to figure shit. I make so many lists. I made a list for today, tomorrow, and the following day. Yeah. And so I could tell myself, just go one item at a time. Just do it. And sometimes I can get myself to do that and sometimes not. You might also want to look into it to see if you have ADHD because there's a poor executive function thing happening too where my brain is like, just fucking do it, do it, do it. And then like literally the chemicals in my brain or wherever it's wired is like, nah, we're not. And it's
or like, they're like, let's go to House of Intuition today.
Well, that was already on the schedule and I forgot about it. And I beat myself.
I didn't know that.
I beat myself up for forgetting about it because now it interrupted the other schedule that I made. Mm-hmm. And then we had to pick one. And so we did the one that sounded more fun.
We did. It was
and
fun.
It was more fun.
It was really fun.
So there. But yeah, medication helps. But man, it's not, there's no one size fits all for this. It's just, I mean, I can tell you how to stop self-doubting yourself is you just have to get used to doing it. Like, it's just like you said, the just do it part. You just have to have done it many, many, many times to the point where you can use that as evidence.
Yes.
That to yourself when yourself is like, I don't know if I could do it this time. You're like, no, look at this track history.
That's so good.
You've always done it. And this is what Steve used to have to beat into me. And now I do it into myself where it's like, and my therapist says it too, where she's like, have you had any evidence of ever not following through?
Bitch.
And I'm like, no, but for some reason I feel this panic like I'm going to not follow through or that I'm going to fuck it up somehow.
You guys, I live through Groundhog Day every month. Motherfucking week, especially on Tasty Tuesday days. You guys have no idea what it took to make a Tasty Tuesday.
Back when
no idea. But the amount of like Nikki being like, oh man, this is all fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and like me just telling her, no, you've never fucked up. You've always delivered. You went, show me evidence.
Your brain can really make a mountain out of it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's like, that wasn't even, like, even while I'm doing it, it's like, oh, I know what I'm doing. And then afterwards, I think I did the worst job. But then after when I'm uploading it or when I'm watching it back.
Only when you post it.
I'm like, oh, it wasn't that bad, actually.
Well, no, once you post it and then people give you some feedback, you're like, okay, what the fuck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Only then, though.
But I don't know if it's part of that tortured artist thing where you're just like, nothing I do is ever going to be good enough for me. So you just have to kind of accept that you're not quite good enough is still going to be okay. Like, you're all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough.
At least you're not as tortured as Van Gogh, bro. That cat was like, I paint with my hand, but I'm going to cut my fucking ear off because I suck at it so much.
Sometimes I want to cut my ear off.
Well, don't cut your ear off.
I won't, because I know what happens. It could throw off your equilibrium.
That's what happened to Van Gogh.
And then I would get even more mad that I did that.
You know what happened to Van Gogh?
What?
His shit got all fucking scrambled.
I bet.
It did.
That's what I'm saying, is that like, I can see like, okay, I'm going to be more mad at me if I cut my ear off than it would feel good to cut my ear off.
You know, post-ear move, his name was Picasso.
Shut up.
Because equilibrium got fucked up.
Anyway, closing statements. Okay. Again, thank you guys for taking any of your time on this email. I know this shit was long as fuck, so I don't blame you at all for skipping here if necessary.
Dude,
we found this very enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
Also, you had a variety of questions, like on different subjects,
we
really liked that. And I appreciate what you provide for us. I'm glad you at least got through the compliments section, unless the length of this email scared you at first glance and you skipped it, in which thank you me for reading this in its entirety. And,
holy
and shout out to your team as well. You're all very much appreciated too. Sorry, Steve, but that does include Nate. Have a great forever.
It doesn't include Nate.
Sincerely,
Nate's,
a fan.
No,
we
Nate's
fired
off the
him.
Team. We fired his
we
ass.
We made him move to a different state.
Yeah. We told him to get your ass out of California or we're suing
out.
You. For fraud.
Just to make sure we're leaving California too.
Yeah, we are.
So we're like, we need at least a California in between us because you're that fired.
We're suing Nate for fraud.
We are, yes.
For being a fraud.
We love you, Nate.
Good luck, Nate, in court.
Mark, cut the part where
you,
I
Nate.
Said.
Hey, no. Yeah, cut the part
where, you said I love him. Yeah, cut that part.
We love Nate out of court, but in court, nah, dude. You're going down for fraud.
Going down. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Oh, my. Did you say your name in here?
I don't even think they had a question.
I do know your name, but I don't know if you want to be anonymous.
Yeah, that's fine.
What? There were three questions. What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, I feel very related to you, and I hope those answers helped, although some of the questions you asked, I'm still...
Stumped
on them.
Hey, those
some
are
shit
human
they don't
questions.
Tell you.
Those are hard human
some
questions.
Shit
high
they
difficulty.
They, and they do not. They did no. not. Do not tell
they
you.
Do,
podcast.
They did not. Do not. Do
that.
Tell
that
you
they
about.
That do
podcast.
Not tell you about.
Thank you.
Podcast.
It's true.
We're gonna take a break. I know it's a very short first half.
We have to yell at Mark.
We have to yell at Mark, and also it's like that thing where there's not enough time for me to take another question. But there's too much time before when we normally take a break.
So true.
So I'm just going to take a break now.
Like a shallow 23-minute break.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Oh,
and
please do.
Tell the company that you bought it from that we told you to buy it so that they know. And then they want to keep us telling you to buy it.
Exactly.
And we'll see you right after.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark. Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back. We are back. And we have more of your questions, which you could submit at podcast@nikki.limo. Again, nikki.limo. There is no green involved in there.
Please, please, though, include it if you can.
This next question is titled STDTY questions. That's the acronym
Should
for a show?
They do not tell you about questions.
Anagram?
Yep.
Acronym. Perfect. Acronym.
Acronym.
So to start, I am 18, almost 19. Oh my God, no compliments?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Just want to talk about yourself. That's indicated.
Okay. Okay.
It's pretty...
We did get overwhelmed with compliments on the last
this
one.
This is what their generation's so about, though.
We'll balance it out with compliments on this. Okay.
We're going to talk about your whole generation.
We'll answer this, but not to our best.
We're judging your entire generation.
Yeah, true.
Which is what we do at our age, pal.
Gen...
What?
Z...
XYZ?
PP. Sure. Yeah, more like PP. Okay, so to start, I am 18, almost 19, and my girlfriend is 17, almost 18. I am a freshman in college, and she is a senior in high school. She goes to Rancho Bernardo High School, so did I. Shout out to Steve, because whenever I hear his Rancho Bernardo High stories, they seem so weird because they're so different to what it is now.
Why?
I know, high school does seem, on TV, it seems different than what my experience was. But also,
you know, the best thing, by the way, my haters at the time said that, oh yeah, you'll be king of high school, what you can do afterward.
Oh, and you were popular in high school? I forgot that you were popular.
Yeah, I was
in
way
high
popular in high school. But I got way more popular after high school. How about that? The gift that keeps on giving.
That's very cool.
So
look
relatable.
At you and look at you now.
It's so relatable to the people at home.
Also, on a side note, I know Steve's family lives in Escondido and he references coming home and going to the mall for Black Friday. Do you guys go to the Westfield Mall next to BJ's in Escondido?
We do.
Yes.
We've been there many times.
Anyways, I know you guys are constantly telling everyone that we're super young and that we think our current situation is the world. And whenever something major changes, we overly freak out.
Listen.
Yeah, your generation pee-pee.
Your generation blows.
Your generation pee-pee.
Your generation blows, pal.
Does that.
No, you're fine.
Anyway, my girlfriend and I have been dating for almost a year and a half, but it's moved really fast. Most of her family lives in Tijuana, so I visit frequently, maybe once every 2 weeks, because it heavily varies on circumstances. We are both, and for those of you listening, San Diego is very close to TJ, so.
It's very close to the Mexican border.
Yes.
And so Tijuana is
It's like
in
the
Mexico.
Next city over, basically.
It's like 45 minutes away from San Diego.
We're both super ingrained into each other's lives, and we love each other very much. We've gone through a lot of adversities. Yes, I'm 18, and I can already hear Steve telling me to shut the fuck up when there's a laugh crying emoji. Because he says he's gone through a lot of adversities.
I understand.
At 18. We have gone through parents walking in on us, having to deal with very open sex conversations with both of our parents.
You guys were 69.
Birth control conversations to even a pregnancy scare. She tested positive twice at a clinic, and this led to serious blood testing and further examination. This was impactful to both of our lives because we were both so young. This scare led us to conversations about what to do with the baby, how we will balance college with taking care of it, where it will stay, etc. I offered to pay for an apartment for her to live with me in San Marcos. I go to Cal State San Marcos for reference. It's only 25 minutes from RB, so it's close to both of our parents if needed. We still love each other throughout this, and these adversities made us grow stronger. We had a rough 9 first months on occasion, similar to you guys, but your advice really helped us out. We dug to the root of the problems and have worked through almost all of them. That's so awesome.
That's fucking tight.
Like
we
starting
had,
communication
we did
right
it
off
tonight.
The bat.
We did it tonight.
We did. Like I said, I cried in a closet.
Cried in a closet and I yelled at her for crying in a closet. I said, get the fuck out of the closet.
He stared to try to make the problem go away, and I was like, get out of here, I'm crying in a closet.
I am the best.
All right, anyway, the biggest issue is she doesn't like to communicate her problems during arguments because it's very difficult for her to form words and sentences. To me, intellectual conversations and working through disagreements is vital in a relationship. Other than that, we are mostly on the same page. I will say about that, it's hard to articulate when you are filled with emotions. Yeah, like, yeah, you need to let her, like,
process. If you love her, you listen.
She needs to, if you want to find a middle ground, like, let her have like 5 minutes to go process her emotions so that she can then articulate them to you.
And when she says leave me alone, you're not being a little pussy. Like, you're just leaving her alone for a sec, letting her collect your thoughts. But yeah, if you let it happen overnight, you're a little pussy.
If you demand her to say like what she's thinking you can't.
That's not
like
fair.
You can't form words. Like, your brain is like getting intercepted by your emotions. You actually can't do very much when you're that emotional. Like, you shouldn't operate heavy machinery, you shouldn't drive, you shouldn't do a lot of things because you're that impacted mentally by emotions being that high. You also shouldn't play poker if you're emotionally frustrated, because playing on tilt is a thing.
Not everyone takes that advice.
Not to make a poker analogy, but
not to bring up the time of the night.
Peyton Manning, when he's playing poker.
True. Hey, not to do a football analogy.
Okay, other than that, we're both on the same page. Right now, she's being recruited to go to high school in Iowa, or to go to college in Iowa, to play Division I softball. I'm also an athlete, primarily a power lifter, shot putter, and disc thrower, so athletics is super important to both of us. She's played softball all her life and plays at a high level outside and in high school. We are figuring out how to do long distance if she gets accepted. She really wants to do it and says she loves me too much to break up with me or take a break from the relationship. She said, it's totally up to you on what you want to do, but if I get accepted to school, I'm taking it. I love her a lot and want everything to work out, but I don't really want to do a long distance relationship. I suffer from extreme anxiety at times, and it could lead to me throwing up excessively as well as not eating. These tend to occur whenever I get anxiety from her potentially cheating or some guy abusing her. I make up scenarios in my head at times, but I've been going to therapy for this to help myself. Oh, that's really good. This developed from my last relationship, but I'm working through it, and our relationship has gotten much better since the beginning when that was the primary issue. What made things worse is that her best friend is a guy, and they do one-on-one stuff together, like movies, bowling, lunches out, and even wanting to go to a drive-in. Oh no.
That's whack as fuck.
He says, I hate this, and we reached a compromise that they can only do some stuff like lunch and public activities like the beach or anything where people are around. And what sucks is sometimes he buys her food, but she brushes it off and says, that's what friends do, right?
That's fucked
no.
off, bro.
Because it's hard to fault her because she sees him as just a friend, and she does like friends would normally do. But the gender difference is weird to me.
It is not weird. Yeah. You're dead on, bud.
In her defense, she probably is naive to the fact that this guy is totally hitting on her and trying to steal her.
You know what guys are about, dude. You know what's between the legs, friend.
I know from her perspective of having all guy friends back then, and my boyfriend was so crazy. But the second we broke up, all of them swooped. I learned from experience that thinking that guys are your friend and treating them like you would treat a friend does not necessarily mean that they view you the same.
But that doesn't mean you have to take it like a bitch either, right? No. So like when you're like, hey, I don't feel comfortable you doing this shit, it's not really like that. It doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to be like, I don't feel comfortable. It's more like, hey, like, I don't think that you are understanding.
Yeah. So he goes, I know in an episode of Big Mood you said that Steve isn't cool with you hanging one-on-one with guys, and other girls were heavily surprised. So how do you find this behavior controlling? Is it excessive for me to feel this way? Is my anxiety taking over and I shouldn't do this? And you may also be wondering, why doesn't she hang out in groups? So
it's
I feel like people get so like it's so hard for me to help people understand this, that even though before we were together I was like, guys and girls can be friends and hang out one-on-one. Steve brought up a lot of points that I actually feel are really fair. That like, if he was hanging out one-on-one with a girl who I don't know, and this is what we came to in Big Mood, where it's like if you're hanging out one-on-one with Tiff, I don't care. But if you're hanging out one-on-one with some girl I don't know, that's weird to me. And I'm like, yeah, it should be weird.
If you went with Joe or Bart, I don't give a fuck.
In my last relationship, it was like, you should be able to be friends with your exes. And I was trying to be chill, cool girl about it. And I'm on friendly terms with my exes. So I was like, all right, he can go out to dinner with his ex. Maybe I'll grab dinner with my ex. And I was kind of embracing that. And I'm kind of a go with the flow person. But it did kind of bother me that he wanted to take his ex out to dinner and he hardly ever wanted to take me out to dinner.
Wait, me?
No, my ex. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about my ex. So I was saying that, like, yeah, I was coming from that mindset of, like, we should all be open to, like, hanging out with, you know, one-on-one with people. Well, this is not a
one-way street, too.
Yeah, and so I agree with you. Yeah. So, and I think relationships are just a bunch of agreements. It's like things that you agree on as a couple. There's no one controlling or dominating, or if it's like that, if you feel like you want to do one thing, but your partner is forcing you to do another thing, then that's not a healthy relationship. That means you guys lack common values and that you can't come to a compromise on that.
But I have to say real quickly.
What?
In the zoomed out sense, it seems like I brainwashed you in some way.
No, you brainwashed.
I put a low jack on your ankle. But I just want to say, in the early on of our relationship, you actually brought up something to me that helped me come to this conclusion where I did a podcast with my ex.
Right.
And you were uncomfortable with it. And I didn't really understand that until later.
Yeah.
And then once I understood it, I was like, oh my God, I completely get it.
Yes, there was that incident, but this very specific ex, we had conversations when you were with the girl before me. Because this ex that you're talking about was two girls before me.
Yes.
Okay, so when you were with the girl before me, and we were just friends, we were in a scene together, and you were talking about how this other ex was trying to contact you, and you haven't responded to her out of respect for your current girlfriend.
Always.
And that you felt that it was encroaching on the relationship.
Always.
And I respected that about you. I was like, that's so awesome. I wish my boyfriend would do that. Okay, then fast forward to now we're together and this same ex is reaching out to you and you go do her podcast.
Yeah,
like, oh, so you don't respect our relationship.
Right,
for me, it was like a personal, like, you didn't want her to encroach on your previous relationship, but you're letting her encroach on our relationship. So do you respect me less than your previous girlfriend?
Yeah.
And that it was like, and then you agreed that you were like, oh, actually, like, you had this change of vision. And true or false, that ex was kind of hitting on you while you were at the podcast.
It wasn't,
I don't know where the feelings were like, I knew this background about her. So it wasn't just this like, hey, I'm going to give you benefit of the doubt because I don't know this girl. Maybe she's totally cool. It was like, I knew her history. She'd been trying to get a hold of you while you were with your...
I told you the straight up truth.
Yeah.
I didn't like...
I know.
Like, oh, it's fine.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird. I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. And so then after that, I was like, yeah, because beforehand, I had always been like, yeah, you should be able to meet up one-on-one with someone from your past. But they most likely, maybe they don't, but maybe they do have an agenda. And why even put yourself in that position?
So this is a thing that people think that I just already had. And I'm like, no, I came to this conclusion while I was with Nikki.
Yeah.
Like within like literally the first 3 weeks of our relationship. I only did this. I went on my ex's podcast because it was such a new relationship between us.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was doing anything like at all. I didn't think I was betraying anything or anything like that.
Yeah.
And then it was when I was there, when those boundaries were disrespected a little bit, that I was like, okay, this is a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
But then I told you about it.
Totally.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And so then from then on, we talked openly about that and how we would feel moving forward if one of us were to go to dinner with an ex or hang out and go to lunch or even, and then we were like, okay, so let's say it's not an ex, it's just someone of the opposite gender from our past.
Yeah.
Like, are you cool with a one-on-one hangout? And we're both kind of like, not really.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
that we don't trust each other.
It's the opposite.
It's the opposite. It's that, like, why are these people trying to come in out of nowhere from your past? Like, they're in your past for a reason. And if they're so chill, why can't we do like a group thing?
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah. And so this is what he's asking too. It's like, why she won't do a group thing. What does it say? And why doesn't she hang? Oh, you might be wondering why she doesn't hang out with groups. It's slightly complicated, but she doesn't have a lot of friends that are girls, as she finds it easier to make guy friends. Okay, same. This was me in high school. She also lost 90% of her friend group because of her ex. Based off everything I told you, what do you think the best decision is? Do I attempt long distance? And if so, what should I do? And if you have other advice or remedies to the situations, problems we had, please feel free to let me know. I don't care whether or not you keep my name anonymous, and thanks so much. And also, PS, please let me know whenever you guys play poker at Morongo. I'm a frequent advantage player in casinos. Would love to spill some tea if you're interested. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, duh.
I'm also starting my own business while I go to college. So this is taking up a lot of my time, as well as training for powerlifting meets. Is this a good thing? And maybe if we do long distance, continue to focus on this. Anyways, keep killing it, and make sure to tell the Iceman that he's my favorite comedian of all time. And I always recommend him to all my friends. Low standards, I know.
Wow.
That was cute.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Hey, compliments came at the end and they were worth it.
Finally.
Where's mine though? Yeah, where the fuck is my compliment? What the fuck best, is my compliment? Or maybe the poker. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I'm kidding. Deservedly.
But yeah. So questions.
Yeah. Look. Wait. What was the questions?
About like the, is he being too much by trying to control her? No. And then also.
Not really controlling her.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly. We went over that. Okay. And then so should they try to attempt long distance even with his anxiety, and like how would that work out, and is there any advice or remedies for that?
Yeah, you have to have trust. If you don't have trust, then you're fucked already. So if you guys can figure out the way to trust each other with that kind of like, hey, I'm gonna be at this place at this time and it's not yeah. with you, then that's great.
I but think if you that time will soon tell. Yeah, exactly. Let's go into this with an open mind.
She hasn't proved you wrong,
right? Since you've never experienced a long distance relationship, maybe you don't know, and I don't know because I've never experienced a long distance relationship. I only know what I would think about. Like, I think I wouldn't be able to handle it. No. So I'm like you in your situation. But you don't know. So maybe go into a trying. And yes, I think you should continue to focus on your building your business and on these hobbies like powerlifting and doing all that stuff. I think continuing to focus yes. on those things that build you. Up.
Yes.
You will easily tell if this person is continuing to enhance your life or if they're sucking the life out of you. Yep. And then you'll be able to know from that if it's like healthy to continue. And I know you really love her and you guys are in love and you've been through a lot together, but that's great. It doesn't necessarily mean that those things mean you are going to stay together forever. If anything, those are great lessons to take with you into your next relationship if this one doesn't work out. So don't be married yeah. to needing this one to work out, thinking that this will never happen with anyone else. You need these life experiences. You need yes. to feel that close bonding with someone so you know what that feels like. You know what you want in a relationship, and then you know what you don't want in a relationship.
Bro, the amount of bitches I told I love, I could put in an advent calendar and eat the chocolates.
Oh my God.
But I didn't really mean it at the time. I didn't know it until I got with this chick. I didn't know that I really didn't know what love was until I got with this chick. So you just don't know, like, at all, bro.
I couldn't make an advent calendar, but I've said it 3 times before you.
See, but yeah, I can make.
You can make a whole advent calendar. You know what I mean? Apparently,
I can sell it at Costco.
Chocolates.
You know what I mean? Godiva chocolates in there. Okay.
Wow. The good shit. Okay, calm down.
You know what I mean?
Why would you? No? It was fake love, so it's the bad shit. It's not good chocolate. I'll stomp on it.
Hey, look, all those bitches were convinced. No, but really though, hey, look, you'll be fine, bro. You'll
love
be fine.
You can only go off what you feel love is at that moment.
But the best thing is you're already working on yourself, so who cares?
Exactly. I think you have a really good head on your shoulders. The fact that you used all these opportunities to develop communication skills in relationships, which is huge. Yeah. Being able to not just learn it, but actually apply it in your relationship, and it was working, and you saw that. Those are just like all of that experience is so enriching and so vital to you. And I think that alone is worth what this relationship has been. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't work out, you know that you like you took a lot from this. Like you guys, both of you, took a lot from this.
Listen, try not to clap, because I really do mean this. Don't just understand your bitch,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But try to put yourself in the shoes of your bitch too.
They might be smaller than your feet.
You know what I'm saying?
But you can try to put your shoes. Your feet.
You don't want to always be able to do it
unless you have tiny feet, or if she has big feet.
And that's why every argument, you know what I do? I just try to shove my foot into Nikki's keds,
and I go, "Stop stretching out my keds."
And I'm like, "This is why your argument sucks." Ass,
and then bitch. I'm like, oh, you're right, and yeah, I love see, you because see. Of that, and
we have a good relationship.
And one of my kids is really stressed out.
Yeah, not both of them.
But it's worth it because we understand each other. Not both.
See,
and we understand each other because of that.
So there it is.
So there that is.
So we'll be right back,
and we hope that helped. We already went away.
Well, I'm just gonna leave a little bit of a breather for a cut in case. You say that, oh, the other keds is stretched too because sometimes it's at night.
We don't need a breather.
Okay.
The other ked is stretched too.
It's not though. And you it's see that was stretched too. That's why I said that.
Why would we need a breather for me to say that you're wrong?
Mark will cut that, and that's fine. Thank you. Thanks, bud.
Mark, don't.
God, I keep my perfect relationship going.
The next question is titled Experts Help. So I don't know if she's talking about us or some experts that are out there, but
look behind us. All right,
they're not. Maybe we are meant to be the messengers to the experts. Here we go. Hey guys, name's Honey. First of all, thank you for saving my 1 hour drive to work every morning. Love you guys. Oh my God, we love you so much, Honey.
Thank you for the Jessica Alba movie.
Long story short, but bear with me. Relationship question for the experts. I dated my boyfriend back when we were younger, 2 years, broke it off for 3, and he had a baby with someone else. I came back in the picture when his son was 1.
No.
Fast forward to today, his son is about to be 5. And to give a time frame, and I am now 3 months pregnant with his baby. Wow, this is okay. Yes, okay.
Take it on so the you've sun. Been, that's my...
So you've been together for 4 years after the break. Yeah. Okay, man, have we built a roller coaster, broke it, and still rode it. Our problems have downgraded from trust issues, and him not knowing how to help during my MDD suicidal episode, to asking if he could just lay down and watch a movie with me. I find myself questioning him why he doesn't like to spend time with me. We live together, but we don't get to sleep together because he works nights he works night times and I work during the day. And we also get his son every other weekend. I'm very emotionally open. I took his son in as if he was my own, and I feel like I've done and still do everything a significant other needs to do, down to cleaning, cooking, and loving, to not have to ask for simple, genuine time together. He spends more time with our roommate, who is his best friend, than he does with me. Oh, that's so frustrating.
Oh, that's rough.
When he does go eat, he always asks me if it's okay if one of his friends can come. Ugh.
Horrifying.
He doesn't ask if I would like to go on a date here and there, nor does he plan them. Oh my God, this is my ass. Okay. I always have to ask him if we can do things together, or it takes me bitching about it to get him to plan things for us. Anyway, any advice would help. He isn't a horrible person and does show affection when needed, helps me around the house, etc. But I also find myself over time having to guide him how to understand me emotionally, inside and out, even during my mental health struggles. Also understand my love language, even though I know him and he is all around. I would know exactly how to be there for him if everything we've been through was reversed, and he knows that. I don't know, maybe I'm just needy. Now that the baby is coming, I want to cherish our time alone when we do have it before there are 4 of us. Thank you.
Let me help you with this.
Okay.
In the simplest terms.
She's asking you to help. So.
Okay, but really, 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 really.
That camera's going
to
die.
You can get him and you can ask him to sit down and actually have him look me in the eye, brother. Nothing but respect for you, honestly. But I really do understand what you're doing here. And it is very simple. You feel more comfortable in a group setting with your woman than you do alone with your woman for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And that happens sometimes in relationships. But you guys have to break down that bullshit and you have to actually ask yourself, hang on, I'm not really building these deep, long-term relationships with these other people where I'm more comfortable right now in the moment. I'm not addressing something that's going on right now in my own relationship.
Yeah.
That's what you got to get to, bro. And I don't disrespect you saying this. I really do mean this. I think you can break through this. Because once you get there, once you really realize that, because I did this to Nikki a little bit in the beginning. A little bit.
Nah.
A little bit.
Nah.
It wasn't really like I was uncomfortable hanging out with
you. You didn't always want to hang out with a roommate or like a friend.
But I brought you to a lot of group settings like constantly.
That's fine. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Yeah. I know. But you could argue that like I was doing something like that. And I remember feeling that way at the time and making sure that I overcompensated for that by going the other way, by being like,
yeah, we always had one-on-one date nights though. So
yeah,
this situation, and I don't know if I can answer because I'm biased as fuck, because this sounds exactly like my ex who ended up cheating on me because there was issues in like that he didn't want to, like, just like you're talking about, there were issues that he wasn't addressing, and I have to bring it up, and then I sound like a nag, and then I was gaslit because it's like, oh well, you're the reason I don't want to hang out with you because you're nagging me. And it's like, well, I wouldn't be nagging if we just like fucking hang out with me. And like, I know that in the beginning we were hanging out, so like, am I boring now? Do you not like me anymore? Like, what's going on? And then, like, I don't know. It felt like the endings of a relationship, but it might not be in this case, especially you're having his baby. Like, I hope not. I hope that's not it. Yeah. Maybe he's scared of having another child and, like, scared that he won't be able to be a good father because, like, you know, he has another child with another woman. And, like, you know, maybe he's scared because you guys have been on a roller coaster before and broken up. And maybe he's like, oh, no, like, what if we have a baby now involved and then we break up again? So maybe there's a lot more to this guy than obviously my situation, but I'm feeling the like bias seep in because my love language is also quality time. Yeah. And when Steve doesn't, or if Steve were to not spend quality time with me, which a couple of times this year, I felt like this was probably the least amount of date nights that we've had this year. And just I was getting
the pandemic. We didn't adjust.
Yeah.
Cause
we used to go to restaurants every week.
Yep.
And now we order in cause of the pandemic and it doesn't feel like we're going anywhere having a date night. It's much different.
So different.
And so, yeah, I was becoming like feeling like I was whining about something that seems minor because I know he loves me.
Yeah.
But like it's not minor because it's my love language. And like you said, like if it was reversed and that was his love language, I would do all I can to, you know, make sure that he knows that I love him. And that is what Steve did. Like when I bring it up, he's like, oh, shit, let's adjust that. And then we make adjustments like right away.
Yeah.
And so if you feel like you continuously have to bring it up, I would get so motherfucking frustrated if it was me too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't want to be a nag. I told you already.
You're not.
So now you knowing that this is my love language and that I need this in order to feel love from you or to even if you say you love me, but then you're not doing this one thing, this one like we go on a date together alone thing. But yet you can go one on one with your fucking buddy all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel very unloved by that. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you over and over, especially I'm carrying your fucking baby inside me.
Damn.
Like, you should know how to love me. Like, you should know. And you should not only know, but be actively wanting to show me that you love me.
How can I fuck this up like I did?
Not you, baby.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Okay. You just caught me up.
I'm so sorry.
Wow, you're so such an emotional plea.
Yeah, I just don't get, like, I feel her. I feel...
I do, too.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
That's why I want to talk to him. Because it really isn't about her as much. Like,
but
like
it feels personal when he's going out with his buddy.
Yeah. But he doesn't understand the message he's communicating to her. And I think that if he does that, he'll understand a little bit more of his contribution to that feeling instead of just being like, I can't believe you're feeling this way. It's so strange.
Especially you already have trust issues. It's so hard.
Yeah, it's really hard.
It's so hard. Because like with me and you, I didn't have trust issues. It was just the one thing where I'm like, I need more time together.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's
fine.
You want to
acknowledge. But imagine like not only do I need more time together, but also you're spending time with some other fucking guy. And then on top of that, I'm fucking carrying your baby. And then on top of that, we already have trust issues.
No. Let me top this off.
I will cut a bitch.
Your chick is your number one. And you better make her feel like it or you can't have fun.
Yeah.
And there's no fun to be had either. Because if you're not making your chick feel like number one, what are you coming home to exactly? Like,
what's the point?
Yeah, what is it all about? Like, you have to make sure that they feel like they're number one.
And vice versa, too.
Yeah.
Like, if your guy is good to you, you're, like, in love, you want to show you love him. Like, you should show that. Like, you should...
Bro.
Whatever his love language is, like, show that. So...
And this isn't to toot my own horn. I'm just saying what is, right? You ask every one of my guy friends who my number one is, they'll say Nikki. You ask every one of my girlfriends who was my number one, they'll say Nikki. Like,
and that's the thing that neither of us got in our previous relationships.
Yeah, never had
we
that
always
respect.
Felt like
never
we put them as number one, and
bullshit.
They never put us
never
as
got
number
it.
One.
Never
and,
got it.
And it... We just kind of got used to like maybe we'll just never be number like one. And so when we found each other, we're like, wait, you're doing it back?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can't believe we're both putting each other. That's so crazy. I always thought that this could be. Yeah. But then I lost hope that this could be.
Like and this sounds like some bullshit, but I could trust Nikki like staying in a log cabin for 9 days with dudes and like. I would never even sweat one thing.
But just a log cabin. Because if it's like a nice hotel room.
If it was industrial,
I'd
be like,
she's
getting fucked.
He better be worried.
I mean, she's getting fucked. I know she is. Oh, God damn it.
But if log cabin, you don't have to worry about it.
No.
I'm not fucking in a log cabin. Are you kidding me? What am I? My Abraham Lincoln?
Nah, come on.
No, thank you.
Those wire brush using motherfuckers.
Or like camping.
Those bath taken with brushes.
Too many bears on the wall.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, I don't like animal heads.
Hey, too many bear
on the
walls anyway.
I don't eat meat. I don't want to see your deer head that you shot and killed and hunted and skinned on the fucking wall.
I think we helped.
Take me to a nice place. You want me to cheat on my husband? You want me to cheat on my husband? You take me to a nice place.
Yeah. You take her to a BJ's in San Diego.
You make sure it's a nice bathroom,
Yeah.
I like public restrooms.
Those are good.
All right. Well, anyway, you get the point. Like, same vice versa, too. Like, I trust Steve. Like, if he was in a room full of girls, women.
They all have, but dude,
actually,
bro,
he did have this gig where he was a Playboy radio show host, yeah, where there's like literal topless women. Like, why do they need to be that way on a yeah radio where no one can even see their topless? I don't know.
7 a.m.
But I didn't care at all because it's just, that doesn't even register as anything.
I used to make videos with porn stars while we were together. And I mean, bro, it's funny too, because when I met them, it was like almost defensively stupid probably. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I remember being with some of them and they're like, hey, like pick up my bra and panties. I was like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, you're extra respectful.
Yeah, I just don't want to make it weird at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've told the story before about finding a pair of red underwear and dryer, and I don't care. This sounds like I'm just rehashing it because I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, no, you're really genuinely.
I just think it's funny because it's any so other relationship I've ever been in,
yeah, same,
that would not go down pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really can't even. If you told me to my face that Steve was cheating on me, I just couldn't believe you. Like, I just couldn't wrap my head around that.
That's how you work them, boys.
That's how you work them.
That's how you work them.
And you work them by spending time with them and speaking their love language. Right. You want to get away with some shit.
You trick them.
You make them feel as loved as they humanly possibly can.
Hey, babe, ain't you like a, what are you, you're Pisces? And it's like, no, I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, you're a Scorpio, right? Yeah, I know.
I don't think that would work. You'd have to know my star sign.
Well, no, I got in the second
Libra
guess.
Rising, you fucking second fuck boy. Guess. Anyway. I hope that you guys enjoyed this. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/sticky. We do bonus episodes of Should They Don't Tell You, because Should They Don't Tell You After Dark, where we talk about deep, intimate things that we're still currently trying to figure out, some shit they don't tell you.
True.
And Steve does Crypto Corner, where he goes over, like, so he's made so many people so much money, but it's not
financial
advice.
They made themselves
advice.
The money. They,
do not sue him.
Listen, they win for themselves. They're crushing it for themselves. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude.
We also do live streams.
It's a beautiful thing.
Also, that there's that, and also shout out, say hi to Mark if you see him on the streets.
If you see him on the streets, you say hi to Mark,
and he's very lonely.
And ask him if Mark is just an idea.
And if you're single,
oh yeah, please
let him know.
Yeah,
let him know.
Come at him ass first.
Yeah,
and then be like, is Mark just an idea?
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.